You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now we've got Heather Veery here from Diabetes New Zealand, and she's here to talk about Diabetes Awareness Month. Kia ora, Heather. Heather, how are you?
Kia ora. Good, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And would you like to give the audience a bit of a spiel about what we're going to be talking about today?
Right. Thank you very much. Well, thank you for having me. This is Diabetes Action Month, and we as a charity, Diabetes New Zealand, we do an awareness month every year. And we, as a charity that supports people with diabetes and their whānau and their communities, we educate, we provide support services, and also advocate. So we did a recent advocacy where we managed to get funding for the CGMs for PharmX. So it's big pieces that we do as well. But we work with our whānau and community. But this is a month when we actually focus on advocacy and awareness. And so this month we've focused on the fact that making people aware that all people can get diabetes. It's not just something that older people get, and especially type 2. Type 1 has something that people, youth, get, and they will often get it age of 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, in that. But we are focusing on the fact that there are young people, sort of even as young as 8 and 10, who are now actually getting type 2 diabetes. And that's quite different because type 1 is an autoimmune condition and anyone can get that. But there can be sometimes the gene, there are in the genes, families will often have type 1, but that's not necessarily the case. But for type 2, it is intergenerational, and it can often mean that the mum might be young because it's a younger age that we're starting to get type 2. They may have type 2 diabetes, and sometimes what happens is their child at a very young age gets type 2. And we're trying to promote the fact that people need to be aware of the symptoms and they need to get out there and get tested once they sort of think, well, perhaps these symptoms could be diabetes. And even though we're only 8 or 10, it doesn't mean to say that we're not going to get diabetes. So it's pretty much what this awareness campaign is about. And you'll see lots of things about what are the symptoms of diabetes.
Okay, perfect. Well, would you want to give a bit of a verbal explanation as to what those symptoms are, especially what you're looking for in young people?
Yeah, well, the symptoms are actually the same for everyone. But what starts off is you're generally thirsty and you're forever, you know, can't quench your thirst. You're going to the toilet quite regularly. And also you're starting to feel tired. You could be feeling really lethargic, especially if you're a youngster trying to get through your exams. You're thirsty going to the toilet and you're tired and you think, well, it's just down to exams, but in actual fact it's not. And quite often you start to lose weight when you're not actually trying to lose weight. So they're the four key symptoms, which if they're happening over a period of time, that's when you start to, it's a trigger and you say, right, perhaps I need to get to my GP and get tested. And it's a very simple test. It doesn't take long. It's a quick test that can be done. And once you're tested, then the GP or the doctor, whoever you go to, can start to support you, medication, and also give you guidelines on what you can do to perhaps to hopefully reverse the diabetes.
Oh, okay. And reversing diabetes, can you explain a bit more about that? That is quite a foreign concept to me.
If you manage to sort of, it can be lifestyle, a mixture of lifestyle as well as intergenerational. And lifestyle is about moving a little bit more and starting to eat more healthy. So being aware that sugar is not your friend unless you're type 1, and if you are type 1, then you do need sugar actually to bring your sugar levels back up. But if you're type 2, sugar is something you need to sort of be mindful of, and sugar presents in not just in sugar form. It's very high concentrate in fizzy drinks. So we sort of recommend to people to sort of stay clear of fizzy drinks, keep to the water. We have very good water in Wellington, so there's Wellington in New Zealand. There's no need to even be buying water or buy fizzy drinks. And also be aware that things like rice and potatoes and white bread, those carbohydrates are actually sugar. So if you can reduce that sort of food, try and eat more fruit and vegetables, then you'll start to sort of becoming a better lifestyle. And at that point, your level, your HbA1c levels, which are your sugar glucose levels, will start to drop. And as they drop, you'll hopefully get to a position where you won't need your diabetes medication, and you're actually sort of delaying the potential for complications, which are not very pleasant for diabetes. And that's what we're trying to do, is to stop people from getting to those complications.
And when we're talking about the medications as well, I was wondering, how is the funding situation with those medications? Because for some people that is a lifelong thing, right, that they are always going to be on them.
For type 1s, we've been very lucky this last year. Pharmac are now funding what they call CGMs, which you'll see people wearing potentially on their shoulder. And those, they are continuous glucose monitors. So they are reading the sugar levels, and that's saving people from having to continually prick their fingers. And they were having to do that probably about 10 times a day, if not more. And for young children, parents were needing to wake them up in the middle of the night to prick their fingers to check their blood sugar levels to make sure that they were going to still be alive in the morning. That's how serious it is with for type 1s. So these glucose monitors are now free. They used to cost a couple of hundred dollars a month. So that's a huge bonus to families. And they're actually quite life-saving technology. And they're also connected to pumps. And the pumps are pumps that are connected to your somewhere on your body, wherever you choose. A lot of people will put them on their stomachs, and they have a little file of insulin, and they regularly are pumping the insulin in, and that saves you from having to inject insulin throughout the course of the day. And those CGMs, which are the little monitors on your arm, they will talk to your pump, and they will tell your pump it needs more insulin. So it's got quite technical now.
Yeah, that's quite incredible, and amazing that it's well funded now. That's incredible.
It is, yes. The medication is funded, so your normal medication. Mm-hmm. Some of the more expensive stuff is not so readily available, but for type 2s, there's a traditional medication called metformin, and that always is the standard go-to. But there are type 2s that will be on insulin, and unfortunately they're not funded for the CGMs or the pumps at this time. Mm-hmm. We're hoping Pharmac will fund them. So that's our next piece of advocacy.
May I ask on a more personal note, how long have you been working with Diabetes New Zealand, Heather?
I've been on the role for 8 years now.
Wow.
Which is a long time for me. I don't generally stay in an organisation that long. So I'm really quite committed and passionate about diabetes, and so much as trying to sort of bring change and persuade the government to invest more heavily into diabetes, because diabetes, the complications from diabetes are stroke, cardiovascular, which is heart attack. You can get renal, kidney disease. 50% of people with kidney disease is due to diabetes. And if you have sores on your leg, which can get worse and ulcerated, you can often lose your lower limb. So the complications that come from diabetes are quite huge, and for New Zealand, diabetes is quite an epidemic, and it's getting worse. It's increasing 70% to 90% as the years go by. So the burden on for people and for New Zealand is quite huge.
Do you have, obviously it's completely fine if you don't, do you have any numbers for the amount of New Zealanders affected by it?
Yep. We know that there are 350,000 with diabetes. But we actually think with those that might be in what you might call the pre-diabetes range, which are getting close to ticking over to becoming graded as with diabetes, we reckon if you add those up, there's probably something like about 1 million people out there with either pre or diabetes.
Wow, a fifth of New Zealand.
Yes, you're right.
Oh my goodness. I don't think, I feel like that is not talked about as much as it, well, I don't know, that's a statistic that I fear I should have known. And obviously you're working very hard to make sure that people do know that. I hope that that's taught some other people some new things. Wow.
Yes. Well, that is unfortunately the case. And that's why we do these awareness or action campaign. We call them action now because we want people to take action. We want people to sort of go onto our website and do a test which says, mm-hmm. Know your risk. And if you tick too many boxes on that, you think, right, I've got a high risk of getting diabetes. Could be family, genetics, all sorts of things. And because of that, I need to now start to say, right, I need to look at what my lifestyle is like. What do I need to do? I might need to start walking half an hour a day. You know, eat less ice creams or Coke or whatever, you know, all of those sort of things.
And considering that there is this funding with the medication and that realistically small lifestyle changes like that aren't that difficult, there's no harm in finding out. And if you do find out, it's not going to be the end of the world to try and fix it. It seems that only positives can come from finding out, from testing yourself, from going to a doctor or from taking this test online.
Correct. And I must emphasise that's type 2.
Okay, yes.
With type 1, you can't reverse type 1 because mm-hmm. it's an autoimmune disease. So mm-hmm. once you get type 1, you do have it for life because mm-hmm. your insulin is not being produced. But for type 2, you can, we used to say reverse it, but we actually say we put it into remission because if you, what they call the old-fashioned saying, fall off the wagon, you will get it back. So it's only reversed while you're actually managing your lifestyle to a point where you keep your weight down and you keep a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, well, Heather, would you like to, just before I let you go, what is the website that people can go to take that test?
It is diabetes.
Diabetes.org.nz?
Correct.
Perfect. There
you've
go.
Got it.
Yeah. And for the Diabetes Awareness Month, where can people find information about that if they're looking for it?
Well, on our website, if you go in there and you just put in Diabetes Action Month, you can find it. And there's another initiative that we've been doing, which might appeal to some of the youngsters, is we're doing 1 million minutes. So we're trying to get to everyone walking 1 million minutes. So there's a website you can go on and you lock in and you become part of a team and you get tracked as to how many minutes you've done in a day and how much fundraising you've done. So it's taken off really well. We've got some great people and ambassadors around New Zealand that are actively doing the 1 million minutes. So we're really, really pleased with this new campaign.
Oh, well, Heather, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today. I feel so much more informed than the beginning of this conversation. I feel like the information you give me is also very easy to pass on, and I hope people listening have found that same thing and pass it on as well, because that's what we're doing, raising awareness. That's what you're doing.
It is. So thank you for the opportunity to discuss all things diabetes.
Oh, no, I'm sure. Hopefully we'll talk to you again next year and we can have some more stuff to talk about. Positive, I'm sure.
That was thank you.
Heather Verry from Diabetes New Zealand, and we've got another song for you now. And if you'd like to know more about diabetes, head to www.diabetes.org.nz. Take that survey, learn more about it, talk to your friends and family about it. It is a fifth of New Zealanders affected either with diabetes or with pre-diabetes symptoms, which is an insane statistic.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.